This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado will phase out gas-powered lawn equipment and water-wasting landscaping under a new executive order from Governor Polis. The governor wants to cut greenhouse gas emissions with electric lawnmowers and leaf blowers. The order directs state agencies to make plans for water-efficient landscaping at state government buildings. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett is using new census data to continue his push for a permanent expansion to the child tax credit. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic supporters of the expanded child tax credit say the evidence shows that increasing the credit during the pandemic did what it was supposed to, lift kids out of poverty. The expansion lapsed at the end of 2021, and according to Census Bureau data, the childhood poverty rate has doubled since then. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett says it's time to bring the expanded CTC back.
I will continue to fight for that. We'll see what kind of progress we can make in a bipartisan way at the end of this year.
Some Republicans have cracked the door open to the issue, but it faces a tough slog with many others in the party. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell were up last month. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The latest data show reports increased 37% when compared to August last year. The top reports were for bullying, suicide threats, and school complaints. August reports included a person reporting that a student shared that they were feeling suicidal and not receiving the help they need. Local teams conducted a welfare check and spoke with the student and parents. The student shared that they are on new medication affecting their mood but are feeling better. The parent and school will monitor the student for changes. If you're someone in crisis, call 988. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Drivers on part of I-70 could see delays over the next couple of months. CDOT is resurfacing the eastbound lanes of the interstate between Frisco and Copper Mountain. That could mean lane closures and some closed-off ramps. Delays could be 10 to 20 minutes. The work should be finished in November. This is CPR News.